Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig Lounsbrough. I can't tell you how many times I wish I'd have started over, or I could start over. So many times I made a mistake, or an error, or a blunder, or I said the wrong thing, or made the wrong decision, or took a wrong turn on the road of life, whatever the case might be. There are times when I've wanted to start over, and there are frankly times that all of us need a new start, even when we're convinced that a new start is not possible. And so I want to take a minute and think about a clean start, a clean slate, because we're human and we're going to make mistakes, and there are times we need to clean the slate so that we can move on to a future uninhibited by the mistakes we have made. And I've made my share, and I know you have too. And so here's four things to think about. Too often our new goals are simply our old goals in redress. And so when we talk about a new slate, often we keep the slate dirty because what we think to be new goals are really just our old goals in redress. Sometimes we think it really can't be clean. We can't really start truly fresh, truly new. We don't think we can do that. So what we do is we create these new goals, or goals we perceive to be new, and we're telling ourselves they're new, and we're telling everybody else they're new, when the reality is there are old goals in redress. That's all we have done, and we've done that because we really can't believe that we can get a new start, that we can have a fresh slate. We don't believe we can do that, so I've got to dress up the old stuff in new clothing because that's the best I can do, and that's a pathetic way to live. Two, I want to tell you that the pages of your future are blank. They're blank, and you hold the pen. The pages of your future are blank, and you hold the pen. Look, the pages of your past are written, and they're written in indelible ink, just like mine are. But a lot of times we take those things and we project them into the future. Look, the pages of the future, your future, are blank, and you hold the pen. And because you hold the pen, you got to decide how you're going to write. Now, you can write believing that all of the old stuff is still there and the slate's never going to be clean and I'm never going to be forgiven. I'm going to walk with this the rest of my life, and I can write on those blank pages out of that mentality, or I can believe that things can be new and fresh and clean in ways I've never thought of. Thirdly, I want you to hear this. The successes of the future are built on the failures of the past. And so what I mean by that is we don't need to take our failures and see them as something awful or evil or something that is going to scar us or stain us for the rest of our lives. Please understand that the successes of your future, my future, are built on the failures of the past. It's the failures that give us the learning opportunities. When I fail, I learn. When I fail, I hurt. I'm disappointed. But out of that, I can learn new things. I can learn how to do things differently. I can learn things about myself that caused the failure in the first place. I can learn how I manage people or resources that caused this failure. I can learn all kinds of things about me and about how I function based on every single failure I've ever had. And those learning opportunities can be the things that build success into my future. So my past does not need to be that awful, evil, dark thing. It can be the great opportunities for learning that I've yet to take advantage of because all I see them are as bad. Fourthly, you absolutely cannot surrender to the belief that the past will be your future. So many people look at the past and they project that into their future, that my past will be my future. You cannot surrender to the belief that your past is going to be your future. Now, your past can be your future, but that will be your choice. That will be a very sad choice if you make it, but that will be your choice. We as human beings are intelligent. We can learn. We can change. We can do things completely different. As I said a moment ago, we can learn from the failures of the past. We can learn from the difficulties and the disappointments and the heartaches and the heartbreak of the past. We can learn from that, and we can write a new future based on what we learned from the past. You are not chained to your past, and you are not doomed to repeat your past. Look, we can have a clean slate. I have a belief system. My belief in God suggests that He provides me the opportunity to have a belief, a new slate, a clean slate. I don't know what your belief system is, but I believe God affords me that. And so I want you to understand, you can have that too. So keep in mind these things. Too often, your new goals are simply your old goals in redress. So when you make new goals, make them new. Make them new and do that intentionally, forcefully. Two, the pages of your future are blank. They're not written on yet, and you hold the pen. That gives you a lot of power. Use that power wisely. Three, the successes of the future are built on the failures of the past. Your failures are tremendous learning opportunities. And I don't like failure any more than you, but I can tell you they are rich with growth. Grow from them and then apply the lessons to your future. And finally, you can't surrender to the belief that the past will be your future, because that is simply not the case. The pages are blank and you got the pen and you're going to write them. I want you to believe in your future and believe that it can be different. And I want you to go out there and make it different.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.